主席女士,
Madam Chair, distinguished experts, we have noted that over the past 3 years, the expert mechanism on the right to development has conducted thematic studies, conducted a series of seminars and exchanges with countries and organizations in various regions, and submitted 5 thematic reports to the Human Rights Council. We welcome and appreciate the work of the expert mechanism. At present, the global crisis of food, energy, and debt are occurring at the same time. The world financial and trading systems are fragmented, and the right to development of people of all countries, especially developing countries, has been seriously affected. The international community still pays inadequate attention to and devotes insufficient resources to development. The imbalance of development and North-South gap have increased. The implementation of global development agenda is lagging behind, and the issue of whether sustainable development goals can be realized on time has become a common concern of the international community. The realization of the right to development is not only the responsibility of states, but also the common duty of international community, and it's important to take actions. The VDPA has reaffirmed the right to development as a fundamental and inalienable human right, but 30 years later, this right remains elusive for the people of many countries. All countries need to take concrete actions to assume their due responsibilities and work together to meet the challenges of the times. First, it's important to give full play to the central role of the UN, support its overall coordination role in the implementation of the 23rd Agenda, and to promote the return of development issues to the center of international agenda. Secondly, capacity building should be strengthened. The lack of development resources, including financial resources, is the greatest challenge facing developing countries in the realization of the right to development. Developed countries should effectively fulfill their commitments to ODA and climate financing, and increase support to technology transfer and capacity building. The reform of international financial institutions should enhance the representation and voice of developing countries and increase financing for them. As the old Chinese saying goes, it is better to teach a person to fish rather than to give him a fish. The expert mechanism on the right to development, as an institution providing expertise in the field of the right to development, should work with all countries to enhance the sharing of knowledge and experience, and in the next stage of the thematic study should provide solutions to problems in relevant fields so as to help developing countries to realize sustainable development. Third, it's necessary to enhance overall awareness. Mankind is a community of shared future in which interests are intertwined. All countries should take into full account the impact of their actions on development agenda. Major developed countries should adopt responsible fiscal policies and avoid additional challenges caused by negative spillover effects, and should resolutely reject unilateralism and protectionism and oppose the destruction of global industrial chain and supply chain through decoupling and breaking the chain at every turn. The countries concerned should realize the incalculable impact of universal coercive measures on the right to subsistence and development of the people of affected countries, and stop such practices. Certain countries realize that oceans are the common heritage of mankind, and that the unilateral discharge of toxic substances into oceans seriously threatens the right to development and other human rights of the people of affected countries. In the future thematic studies, the expert mechanism should pay attention to the above-mentioned negative factors that jeopardize the enjoyment of the right to development and call on all countries to work together in a responsible manner to promote realization of the right to development. Fourthly, coordination and cooperation should be strengthened. We welcome the adoption of the resolution on the right to development again at the 54th session of the Council, and we support all parties in continuing to hold broader and more in-depth discussions on the draft convention in the General Assembly so as to continuously improve the text, address the concerns of all parties, bridge differences, and ultimately reach agreement, thus creating a more favorable institutional framework for the Global South to realize the right to development. It's necessary to adhere to the principle of equality, respect the social systems and development path of all countries, strengthen the interface between development strategies at global, regional, sub-regional, and country levels, and create synergy with the UN process so as to achieve complementarity of the strengths and the stages of development and promote mainstreaming of the right to development in the UN system. As the largest developing country, China has always followed the people-centered approach, promoting and protecting human rights in process of development. It has always always taken the well-being and interests of people as a starting point and the goal, giving priority to development and integrating protection of human rights into development and people's livelihood. It has taken the right to subsistence as the right to and the right to development as primary human right, while promoting all human rights in a balanced manner to realize all-around development of our people. As a member of Global South, we have always been committed to common development with developing countries, and China has put forward a Global Development Initiative, of which the which over the past 2 years has been enriched in concept, improved in implementation mechanisms, with a clearer path of advancement and steady implementation of practical cooperation, and from which many developing countries have benefited. Over the past 10 years, since the launch of the Belt and Road Initiative, China has adhered to the Silk Road spirit of peace and cooperation, openness and inclusiveness, mutual learning, mutual benefit, and win-win cooperation, and with a responsible attitude towards history, people, and the world, has carried out mutual support and health with and help with other countries so as to share the results of development. On a journey of development, no country or person should be left behind. China is willing to further strengthen cooperation with UN mechanisms, including the expert mechanism, to jointly implement the Global Development Initiative so as to make greater contribution to the promotion and protection of the right to development. Thank you, Madam.